Where the other shooter was. There was one I heard in Water Tower. There was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports. But what we do know, according to the
first crack of the gunfire, and I just screamed, "It's the sniper! It's the sniper!" And he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
Sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. Now, when I called my husband at home, who's watching TV, he said, "I thought Trump hurt his ear when he went to the ground." But he said, no, on TV they showed before Trump hit the ground, the ear was bleeding. So that sharpshooter went across, Trump turned his head, his ear must have been nipped, and it killed somebody in the stands over to the left.
Could you see anyone injured besides the blood on the former president?
All I saw was the gentleman from Beaver County who spoke earlier in the day, who was running for the State House Representative Elmore. I know his name. He had a white shirt on, and I saw him come from that left stand where the people were mostly shot. I think there were several. They said three medevacs left here. Blood was down the right side of his... He wasn't shot, but you could see that he was next to somebody who must have been bleeding profusely, because he either helped them and ran, you know, rubbed against them or tried to get them help or something. It was covered. So I knew that he was near somebody. That was my first indication that somebody was actually shot, when I saw his blood on his shirt.
Aaron, when did you realize that, hey, this might not be fireworks, this might be something else?
When they got Trump down on the ground. You know, we were just so concerned that he wasn't hit, because we couldn't. It happened so fast, you know, it's really hard to process it. You know, I guess when they, if you have it on your camera to see the exact minute, you can tell. But when he got up, he did not look bad.
What I've heard coming out here is now they feel that there was two shooters on both sides. So they got the one on the tower on this side, but the one on the right side they never got. So that's why they wanted us to leave immediately, because they thought there's still a shooter out there somewhere. So there could be in these woods around Butler.
And I feel sad for our country. I feel sad for everybody, you know. I mean, yeah, you don't like the guy, don't vote for him. Don't kill him. We love the guy. We're going to vote for him. You know, I mean, what is up with his violence? I mean, it's just terrible. I just wish that people that, I'm glad that guy's no longer with us anymore in that tower. And I hope they get the other one too. And I hope they don't nick him. I hope they get him. He's down.